Sitting in the back garden of the St. Joseph Chaldean Church in the Ankawa neighborhood after evening mass, Father Sabri Al-Magdasi speaks first about the life of the slain archbishop, rather than the man who has been sentenced to death for killing him.
Father Chiraho was one of the bishops who was involved in many organizations of peace and dialogue between denominations and religions. The one who commit this incident or this crime, we as Christians, we forgive, but we don't forget.
The Iraqi government announced Sunday that Ahmed Ali Ahmed, an al-Qaeda leader also known as Abu Omar, was sentenced to death for his role in Father Raho's murder. The priest's body was found in a shallow grave in March, days after he was kidnapped in the northern city of Mosul as he left Mass. Father Al-Magdasi says he does not believe that Ahmed acted alone in the bishop's killing.
There was an organization behind that person. Maybe they're going to kill one person. Probably he is in the front, but there's many people behind him. I'm hoping that people will cleanse their minds, their hearts, feel good about each other, and try to do their best to rebuild this country instead of killing each other.
Members of Iraq's Christian minority were reticent to speak about the sentencing as they left church, streaming into the evening light from the sandy-colored building that resembles a step pyramid. Many said privately that they did not want to discuss the past, while others chose not to speak publicly about a government verdict that violated their faith. But on the streets of Ankawa, people were more forthcoming. Jalal took a break from cleaning the tiles in front of a shop to say that, as a Christian, he does not believe in killing anyone, even a convicted criminal. He says he would prefer to see Ahmed in prison for the rest of his life. That statement was echoed by university student Shadam Aziz, who says he too wants to see Ahmed serve a life sentence.
That man who killed the religious person, he should be in a jail forever. But if there is a slaughter, if there is killing as a kind of punishment in this country, means that in the future, that happened during Saddam's regime, will repeat. I mean, who knows that the judge will not punish somebody for political ideas? Who knows?
Father Raho was the second archbishop kidnapped in Mosul in the past 3 years. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad issued a statement welcoming the conviction and sentencing of the man involved in Father Raho's murder. There are fewer than 1 million Christians in Iraq, and they have been targeted by Muslim terrorists and criminal groups. Thousands of Christians have fled the nation since sectarian violence broke out following the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.